Sound check is all done and ready to go. We'll talk with them after they open with their first song. Here are the Whelming Waters.
Secret to life, you're getting shorter. You have to take it in stride. Do what you can, we're only making it by. You're getting older, sure it's great to be wise, but oh, to be young, to be young, to be young. Over, you'll find you never knew it. You kept it all in your mind, but never said if you don't do it tonight, you'll never do it. The future never was bright, but oh, to be young, to be young, to be young. Time when it comes, you're going under. You have to welcome the flood with open arms. When it's all said and done, our days are numbered, and there's nowhere to run. But oh, to be young, to be young, to be thought of impending death comes knocking at your door. At the end of the day, when you're oh so sore, to be young, to be young, to be to be young.
Those are where that is the Whelming Waters here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to talk first with Colin, who's the lead vocalist and guitar player. Tell me about the song you just heard. Or we just heard.
Well, that is a newer song. It's called "Oh to Be Young." And it's about getting older. It's sort of a wanting to be young, but at the same time sort of making fun of how much weight is put into being young, and that, you know, we can be young at any age. We just, it's all in our minds.
It's a good song and a good theme. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Irwin, PA. I moved to Pittsburgh, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, I think, and I've just been playing in this band for most of those, I think.
And how did the band come together? And by the way, as you're listening, there are two saxophones here today. Not only is that noteworthy, but it's even more noteworthy in that there usually is a third saxophone player as part of the band. We also have a drummer and a singer. I was thinking that Kelsey had an instrument with her, but she doesn't. How did you guys come together?
We all know each other from high school. Kelsey, our other vocalist, is my sister. One of our sax players is my brother-in-law, Jeremy. Our bass player, Nina, is my great friend from high school. John, who's on drums, is a very close friend from high school as well. And Andy is friends with Jeremy from, didn't you meet in high school as well? Yeah, we all went to Norwin, so.
Excellent. And I almost didn't see Nita standing right behind you. Let's meet everybody else, and then we'll listen to another song. from the Wyoming Waters. And let's just go right over to Kelsey. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Anything we should know about you, your background, how you got into doing this besides being the Leeds brother?
Yeah, Colin and I have both been singing for a long time. We did a lot of theater when we were in school. After graduating high school, I wasn't really doing anything with music, but I wanted to, so I was really excited when Colin asked me to come and be in the band, so it's been really great.
That's great. Norwin, in my youth, was a pretty huge high school. Is it still?
I think so. I had a pretty big graduating class. I'm not sure how it is now.
Yeah, you know, it's by what standard is huge. How many, roughly how many students graduated with you?
I had about 400.
Yeah, that's my memory too. Are you thinking that?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I had. So.
Yeah, let's go around and meet Nina, who is on bass. And now I can actually see you. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. And anything that you'd like to note that kind of makes this group special as you play along with them?
One of our strongest qualities is that we all play well together. Like, oftentimes at practice, we can just start jamming, and we all, like, know how to listen to each other, and we can feel the music together, which I think is really special as a group. So that's really one of our positive qualities in being able to perform so well together.
That's a good observation. Thank you. Let's go to our two sax players. I haven't had a chance to meet them yet, so I have a 50-50 chance because I have your first names here. One of you is Andy. I'm going with you. Okay. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
And tell me about your relationship with the band. Anything else you'd like to mention?
So I'm a little bit of, I guess you'd say, an auxiliary member of the band. So the core group was together, and then when they decided to try to do some recording, as was mentioned, I knew Jeremy from high school, and so they were looking to see if we could get some more horns in the mix. So he contacted me, and so I've, you know, been playing with the group now since then. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll bet. Do you ever add other wind instruments as well, trombone or trumpet?
We recorded a couple songs recently with Daniel Blake in Greensburg, and two of those songs that we've already released as singles, Beautiful Lucy and Whiskey Song, both of them have a four-part horn section. So we also had a trombone and a trumpet with us as well.
I thought I had read that. Thanks, Jeremy. And anything else you'd like to mention about yourself, your role in the band, Westmoreland County? It's all up to you.
I guess I could say, you know, what one of the things that's special about our group is our relationship, because Kelsey and Colin are brother and sister, and Kelsey's my wife. So we're really a tight-knit group, and there's not really opportunity for squabbles. Because we're basically like family, and that includes, you know, everyone else that's in the group too. So we're a little unique in that way.
Yeah, it's unique too, because sometimes families provide ample opportunity for squabbles. But I know what you're saying. You all know each other pretty well, and probably can intuit each other and what you might be thinking. Let's go to the drummer. I like your shirt. I have to describe this. It's a DOS prompt, C:\, I forget what that's called, I guess >_. Do you work in that industry by chance, or is that just a great shirt?
I do. I actually, at the moment, I do IT work for the Department of Human Services in Pittsburgh.
Excellent. And we are talking with John, and you, not a family member, but you went to Norwin as well, right?
I did, yeah. I grew up in the Irwin area up in Sheridan Terrace, so I know everyone from high school.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being here. This group is known as the Wyoming Waters. I'll ask, this is worthy of asking about the name. Whose brainchild was it? It was Colin's brainchild. You don't hear the word Wyoming very often, do you?
This was not my brainchild. Jeremy was pointing at me because, well, he got the poem by, it's Walt Whitman, is it not? We can't remember who the poem was by. We're so illiterate. It's about the Johnstown flood.
Really? I should know that, and I didn't know that. I thought you took whelming as opposed to overwhelming. Maybe you did.
Well, same type of meaning, but yeah, Jeremy found that poem, took that one line, and I hated the name at first, which always happens. but we thought it's a dead word. So when, and John was all about search engine optimization, he is in IT, and literally no one has that name. So when you look up the Wyoming Waters, we're the only thing that comes up as far as I know. So.
See, it got me thinking of all these words, and there are quite a few out there. Like, nobody's ever apt. You're inept, but you're never apt. And there's a whole bunch of those, but this is your time, not mine. What song would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song called Oh Maybelline.
Here they are again, the Wyoming Waters.
One stormy night she came along, but by the morning she was gone. Long dark hair and eyes of blue, with skin that you could see right through. One night I lay in bed and watch the moonlight dance with a shadow out in the hall. A bright light, must admit it was a strange sight. Oh darling, how you surprised me when you walk through the wall. A slender frame and a pale complexion, a black-haired beauty with no reflection. Maybelline, oh just give me a sign tonight. Just as fast as you come. Still hear your voice in the way the wind blows. The branches tapping against my window. Maybelline, oh just give me a sign tonight. Of your absence taunts me. I only wish that you still would hold me. Maybelline, maybe a flicker of the lights. Oh, Maybelline, just give me a sign tonight.
The Wyoming Waters here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And A Voice from Death is the name of the poem by Whitman that you were talking about before, from 1889. And it would take me a while to find the phrase, especially on the small screen I am looking at. But I'm going to have to read that poem again when I have a little time. I'm glad I asked you that question. John mentioned some recordings before. How can those be found, some of the music you've put out?
Well, we have two singles right now on our Bandcamp, SoundCloud. You can access them through Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff.
All the places you look for fine music.
Yeah, I always say you can pay for it. What do I say? Why get it for free when you can pay for it? There are two singles. There's a Whiskey Song and Beautiful Lucy. Those are going to be from our forthcoming album we're recording for hopefully, I guess, early next year.
Excellent. Yeah, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings from SLB Radio. Thank you for doing that. The Overwhelming Waters are here. Thanks for being with us. Am I said overwhelming, didn't I? The Whelming Water. I'm sorry. Does that happen? Have people done that? That would be a spell check thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, no. What happens is I tell people the name and they get a blank look on their face, like, how is that spelled? What does that mean? I don't know what that is. So then I say overwhelming without the over.
So Stewie, I think it's Stewie on Family Guy, always likes to remind people that it's whip, not whip. So it's whelming.
Waters.
Yes. The whelming waters. What song would you like to do next?
Well, this is a song we actually wrote. We wanted to play on here to kind of get a little help. It's up on YouTube, and we wrote it for the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. It's called the Music from the Moon Contest. And how we get to the second round of the songwriting contest is through YouTube thumbs up, likes, not just views. So we've been trying to do that. But I wrote it specifically for that contest. It's to celebrate space travel, and it's called The Lost Cosmonaut.
Here again are the whelming waters.
Victims of the pull, like the tides, we rise and then we fall. The moon is bright and full in the sky as we heed adventure's call. We'll escape our earthly prison by embarking on a mission through the Milky Way. We'll be sailing on an ocean while we're in suspended motion, many miles away in the cosmic fray. Passing by the moon as we lift, my mind begins to race, floating like a bloom, all adrift, alone in outer space. Well, the world is surely turning as our rockets gently burn above the atmosphere. And we think we've got some leeway when a panic call of mayday from the engineer comes in loud and clear. Temperature is rising as we reach event horizon of a great black hole. And through time and space repeating, we extend a humble greeting to the great unknown, far away from home.
Nice song. And what's the name of the YouTube competition, or how can people find the links?
Sure, it's on YouTube. It's called the Music from the Moon Competition. If you search it on YouTube, all the entries have hashtag Music from the Moon in the title, so that'd be an easy way, I suppose.
And certainly none of you are old enough to remember that. I do, and it was really something. I mean, it was August, and I can remember running home from the summer program that we were all part of, because it didn't have a television. Everybody wanted to see the black and white images that were coming forward. And I can't believe it's been 50 years. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to have time for two more songs, if that's Goodbye You. The Whelming Waters is who you're listening to. And they all hail from Norwin, Irwin, thereabouts, in Westmoreland County. Did everybody graduate from Norwood, am I right about that? So Norwood's always had a lot of good music students too. So let's see, we're making some changes. It looks like Nina is going to grab maybe a fiddle and or a violin. Which would you prefer it be called?
Violin's fine.
Violin. And Jeremy's grabbed the bass. Andy's grabbed the chair, but is still holding his sax. We're tuning the fiddle, which is always a good thing to do. Kelsey requires no tuning. She's instrument free. And what's this song called?
This song's called Another Throwaway Song.
Week, got on a bus to Tennessee, left it all as a memory in the pocket of my jeans. I looked back and I wasn't long until I tried to write a song. All the words just came out wrong, my inspiration was gone. I must admit that I haven't got much to say. I'm running out of metaphors anyway. All those illusions just got in the way of what I had to say. Let's move this right along. There's no use in dragging it on. Don't matter if singing wrong, cause it's another throwaway song. Came and went, owe my soul to the government. All my time and money spent, still can't pay my rent. But things didn't work out, I guess. Broken promises, but I digress. One day I'll clean up this mess, break down and confess. Can't seem to find a reason to speak my mind. Just keep it to myself if it doesn't rhyme. And all that vision, well, it only made me blind to what I had to find. Let's move this right along. There's no use in dragging it on. Don't matter if I sing it wrong, cause it's another voice song. Talk a lot, don't say a thing. Some people got opinions and they want to sing. Sometimes a pauper pretends that he's a king. It don't mean a thing. Let's move this right along. There's no use in dragging it on. It don't matter if I sing it wrong, cause it's another throwaway song.
The Whelming Waters, and great to have them here. Are you guys playing out anywhere soon?
Yes, I got a list from Jeremy to let you know, because I'd forget. We're at the Keynote Cafe, Saturday, June 22nd, one of the last shows at the Keynote. I think it's closing the 29th.
And where is that?
That's out in Jeanette, PA. We're at Twin Lakes Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Fest. That's Saturday, July 6th. That's going to be 5 p.m. I believe we're on the Hillside stage. And right now, finally, we've got Deutschtown Music Fest. We just found out we're at the Allegheny Commons East Park stage at noon on Saturday, July 13th. So that'll be a nice outdoor show for everybody.
That'll be fun. Have you played that music festival before?
We haven't. The first year we applied was last year for Millville and Deutschtown, and didn't get them, but we got them this year. And it was fun at Millville, and we're so excited for Deutschtown. So
that should be a lot of fun. This is our last chance to talk before you play. Did anybody want to say anything I neglected to ask you about? Any? That's always important to me. No official announcements. Kelsey, anything about growing up? Which one of you is older?
I am older, about 2 years older.
Okay, so do you get
smarter? Smarter. So.
Depends.
Do you have any other siblings?
We have our oldest sister, Kara, is a little bit older than Kels.
Okay, so you're the middle child, having to deal with both. Thank you for being here. And what do you want to close up with?
We're going to close up with a song, one of the songs we have recorded. You can go listen to it. It's called Beautiful Lucy.
Thanks again to the Wyoming Waters.
goes around comes back around. What 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 goes around comes back around. I said what goes around comes back around. 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 What goes around comes back around.
The Whelming Waters, thank you for being here along with us today.